Monday night. Of course, Memalev. I want to go over two things in Siv Beis. We're up to Siv Gimel, but two things in Siv Beis I want to go over. First of all, in the Mechaber, so he says, I want to get clear the difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Shmoneh Esrei. Mechaber says that the Ole, if the Baal Koreh is laning, the Ole should read, and Shelo Yashmia LaOzno. The Mishnah Brura says, I am the Beis Yosef, Siv Katan Yud Beis, I am the Beis Yosef, Shehivi Saad Lazeh, Misefer HaZohar. Now the Zohar compares Shmoneh Esrei, to laning, and therefore the Beis Yosef says, Lo Yashmia LaOznov, by laning also. Now, the funny thing is, that by Shmoneh Esrei, the Mechaber paskens he should be Mashmiel La'ozno.
Lechachila?
Yeah. In Kuf Aleph, he says he should be Mashmiel La'ozno. I checked it out. He says he should be Mashmiel La'ozno. So it turns out that the Shulchan Aruch paskens not like the Zohar by Shmoneh Esrei. Now, there are a few reasons given for this. First of all, you could say Osvara, that here it's only necessary that it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. Really, the Baal Koreh is laning. We just want that the Ole should read from the Torah, so it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. So he doesn't have to hear it. He's really listening to the Baal Koreh. There's no reason for him to hear it. That's one svara. Hashem came davening. We want him to be able. He should hear it. That's all. Now the room.
Can you also say that the Koreh, he is loud. He's like taking the place of this guy.
Well, that's the svara the Achrayim say in the Ramah when he says that a Suma, that he really doesn't have to read it, Mitlai Chaksav, that the Baal Koreh is reading for him, and it's Shomea Ka'ona, like by Megillah. But we're going now that that's not enough, and we're going to see in the Bir Halacha about even what the Ramah holds. For some reason, we explained when we learned it that they hold there's no Shomea Ka'oneh because here there's no din. That here they wanted Bedafka seven aliyahs. They wanted Bedafka that the Ola should read. So there wouldn't be a din of Shomea Ka'oneh because that's the structure of the seven aliyahs that each one reads, really. Just we don't do it because Shalom Levayah is someone who can't. But really, each one's supposed to read, so you're not really yours with Shomea Ka'oneh. So according to the Mechaber, there is a chilek between Shmoneh Esrei, and he's paskening. It's as if we're saying he doesn't pasken like the Zohar by Shmoneh Esrei, but he paskens like the Zohar here. And I said the reason is here it is not that much needed. It has to just not be a bracha levatola. By Shmoneh Esrei, also you want to be kavona, and certainly it's better kavona if you hear what you're saying. Also, it's a din amira. Normally in the sugya and brachas and in Megillah, L'chatchila, you're supposed to hear what you're saying. Whenever there's a din amira, you're supposed to hear what you're saying. Now the Ramah here says, "Tafila mashmiya la'ozam lekel meichash b'layodis mitfila k'diliel b'sem kufalat." Now the Ramah really doesn't. He also says that it's yoser tov shalol hashmiya la'oznov, but he's speaking out. It's not even clear that the mechaber is chaylik at all.
How is he pasken in kufalat?
Same thing.
You should be
Mashmiel Ozno. That's what he's saying here. It's not clear there's a machlekas here. It's not clear at all that the machaber means, like, what is he doing wrong if he's Mashmiel Ozno?
He's just clarifying.
He's not supposed to.
Did he ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what would be. It's still preferable. Maybe according to the Mechaber, it's l'chatchila you're not supposed to. L'chatchila you're not supposed to. Here it's just Yosef Tov. I don't know. Lekol mechaz loyod the mitzila shetik mekam kein belachas ofil lochem yeshmiel b'ozim k'zilob zimu kovalot v'beis. I don't. the nuance of difference between the Mechaber and Ramah is very small, if it exists at all. Now the Gra in Shar HaTzion Sifkat Os Yud Beis brings down the Gra that you should be Mashmir Lazal L'Chatchila, and that the desire is not a steer to it. Okay, so the Gra holds it's better to be Mashmir Lazal. You're supposed to be Mashmir Lazal. But Tzila, everybody holds you should.
Somewhere last night.
I checked it out today. The tefillah, everybody holds. The mechaber holds, not other achrayim. The mechaber and the ramah hold that you should be mashmiel also. That's
last
what
time
I
we
double
said,
check. Right.
Okay.
So the mechaber, there are achronim that say you should not be mashmiel also by tefillah, but the mechaber ramah holds you should.
What do we do?
I don't know. You should be Mashmiel Osno.
If you cannot hear two kolos, if he has his own and his clear, then he has two kolos. How can you hear?
Because you can't hear two kolos when they're simultaneous and the same. But if you, first of all, I don't know if you have to listen to the Balkari. Second of all, there's no din of Trekoli Loi Mishtame. Probably you do have to listen to the Balkari because he's reading Ba'asora and you're not. So probably you do have to listen to him. But I'm sure there's no din of Trekolil or Mishtame when if you're saying something low and you're listening to someone saying something loud. Trekolil or Mishtame is when they're equal, when they're the same. So you can't hear both or you can't hear either. But if one person, if you're saying something and you're whispering and someone's saying something loud, Lamaisa, you could focus on the person
maybe
saying
you
something.
Him,
you could. You don't have to hear yourself. By you, it's a din amira. And Amira entails hearing, Amira, according to the Gemara and Brachas and Megillah, Amira entails that amount, Amira is that you could hear it. It's not just the sound is emitted. That's the L'chatchila. In the Sugya, over there in Brachas and Megillah, when it goes through all the things, whether it's Kriyashma or making a Bracha, or, so all the things that require Amira require L'chatchila L'shmiya L'ozna. That's Amira. Proper Amira is that you can hear what you're saying. Here by a Sefer Torah you have the Balkari reading. So that's probably why the Mechaber and Ramah hold it's preferable not to be Mashmiya L'ozna, probably because of what you're saying. There either is or there isn't the nuance of difference between the Mechaber and Ramah. The real difference is the Gra. The Gra says you should, and the Zohar never meant you shouldn't. The Zohar meant you shouldn't have say it loud enough that other people could listen to you. What do people do by Kriyas HaTorah? I don't know. I think we said, I don't know. I think it's hard to be to emit the words and not be Mashmiya L'Ozno. I think it's hard. If you're going to emit the words, but to do it so low that you're not going to hear it, I think it's hard.
Reading.
What?
Not with someone else reading.
No, there's a difference between you're not hearing yourself because you're not listening, and you're saying it so low that you can't... When we say that you're saying it so low that you can't hear yourself, that means you wouldn't hear yourself in an empty room either.
The helicopter question. You're up in a helicopter and make a bracha and you have to scream it or
no.
Right.
Because
so that's
Mashmiya Lozno. No, there's just
even
something
though,
louder.
I can't hear it right now.
You know what?
It's like the Ashtaros Karnaim. The question is
take away the helicopter, you got a bracha.
Take away the helicopter, you hear the bracha, you take away the
Oh, that's Bezim and Alpha. Oh, okay. Are you allowed to make a bracha? Look, are you allowed to make a bracha if there's a reyach ra? If you cover it up with that nauseating strawberry smell?
Still there.
Depends what it is.
You have tzoah. And there's a reyach ra. You don't smell the reyach ra because it's covered up by a strawberry. What? What's the din? I'm asking.
think we learned this with Soa. It's a different thing than a different Reich Rav. Soa was at a more Chamor, because it's essence, not just a Reich Rav. A regular Reich Rav.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I'm talking about the din that you have to go away, Arba Amos, from the Mokum.
By the Soa, yeah.
Is the din you have to go away four Amos, Mimokum Sherecho Kolo. So let's say it's not really Recho Kolo. It's just you covered it up with strawberry smell, like they do in bathrooms. They just cover it up. It's not a deodorizer. Let's say there's such a thing as a deodorizer. But here we're talking about just covering it up with another smell. I don't think that's called Recho Kolo.
So you couldn't say that.
Right now I would say you cannot make a bracha. You're considered to be within Dalai Lama's of Reach, of the Reach, just because you covered it up with strawberries.
Even if it was garbage Reach and not Soa Reach?
I'm not aware of any difference. Garbage Reach, if it's bacteria, if it's bacteria, it has a din of Soa. And if it just smells beer, then there's no problem. The dinner breakdown is only from breakdown of biological what?
Decomposition,
right? So here, that's pushed by me. No, but here it's not like that. The din in Gemara and Brachas that you have to be mashmiel la'ozno, to me it's pushed. It's not a din you have to hear it. We're not talking about that you have to hear it. We're talking about Amira l'chatchila means that you could hear yourself. I think that's l'chatchila, the definition of Amira. So the question would become only why by Kriya Satorah. The Teretz is by Kriya Satorah, since there's a Baal Koreh reading, and Adarabba, you probably have to listen to the Baal Koreh, because he's reading Ba'asara. If you would only listen to yourself, I think it might be you wouldn't be also laning. Your laning is not Batsibur. You have to listen to the Baal Koreh. So it makes sense. The Shulchan Aruch and Ramah makes sense that you don't have to be Mashmiel Ozno. The only question would be, but why don't you just apply the regular din that whenever there's a din kriya, you have to lechatchila be Mashmiel Ozno? So and I think Chuvaso Betzino, the answer is that here there's al karchach no din kriya, because the din kriya has to be betzibur. You're just reading, so it shouldn't be a brachal of atala, because for some reason there's no din shomea ka'onim. So you're reading in the Torah so that the bracha should be chal on something. So I could hear the svara that there's no reason for it to be lashmiel ozno, when adarabba, it's more important that you listen to the Baal Koreh, because he's the one that's reading Betzibur. So that's why the Mechaber Ramah makes sense. The Gra Taka holds not like that. The Gra holds you're supposed to be Mashmiel Ozno. That's the real Machlokas there is not the Mechaber Ramah. The real Machlokas is Mechaber Ramah versus the Gra. And then the Mechaber Ramah is maybe some nuance, some difference. I don't even think there's any. Maybe the Ramah is just explaining the Mechaber. But the Gra says you should be Mashmiel Ozno, and the Zohar means that also. By Shmona Esrei, the Mechaber Ramah holds you should be Mashmiel Ozno, and it's all the Achronim that come along and say, maybe not. Maybe not. I think it's very hard. I don't think it's that easy to be motzi the words and not be Mashmiel Ozno. I don't know. Maybe, what? I didn't know you're saying that. You could tell that you're saying the words. You could. There was a guy once. I'm going back now in yeshiva. We were by Rav Abba. I was like 18 to 20. There were guys there. Like when we went to this halacha, there were definitely guys there that were not mashmiel also by Shmona Esrei. There were guys there that were not even moitzi b'fiv. They made a mistake about the halacha. They were not motzi b'pim. They moved their lips, like they didn't even emit the words. Okay, good. Let's go like this. So that's clarifying the Mechaber Ramah here with the Shar HaTzion that brings down the Gra.
I just asked one question.
Yeah.
The Zohar.
There's a machlokas what the Zohar means.
Okay, I have a few scores even what the Zohar means. thought we said that in the good old days, everyone read by themselves. So why is the Zohar talking about a cape? Yeah. This is a new invention.
No, I don't know.
I guess
it's
new. I guess the answer is
not that new. By Bikurim, it's not new. By Bikurim, they were misakein that they should be makri. You, okay, there is different. There, by Bikurim, they were makri, and you repeated it afterwards. And they did that to everybody. So here is the equivalent. They decided there should be a Balkarius, and no one should be ashamed. And why does Zilberman do it that way? I don't know. I was never by Zilberman when someone got an aliyah that they couldn't do it. Oh, no, I was once. I lane for the guy. I remember now. It was Kalamoid. When was it? I think it was Kalamoid Sukkot, which was like really embarrassing if you can't do that. But maybe the guy just froze. No, he just froze. He just didn't know what to do. So I lane.
In the morning, on Birkat HaTorah. If you were not.
Who?
You know, Birkat HaTorah. In the morning.
Birkat HaShachar, Birkat HaTorah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you said you have a Rechcha without it being audible.
Or to believe it to yourself. I think b'di'evit it's okay. That's the sugyan brachas. Well, that's a bad example, because there, according to some achronim, even thinking is okay for b'chasa Torah, according to some.
Not a bracha lo matala, maybe that's all you need.
Well, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
That here we're just concerned about it not being a bracha lo matala. But adarabi, you have to listen to the balkore. He's the one reading b'tzibur. Okay, good. Now I want to go through the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is going on the words of the Mechaber that you have to read along with the Shliach Tzibur because they should lay Shalot Tehei Berchos Olav Atola. I am a Mishnah Brura, right? Vinei Lefimad the Pasuk Karamol La'el B'Simin Kuf Lamed Tesev Gimel. The Noagin Likros L'Suma V'Am Ha'oretz, we give them Aliyahs, Av Sheini Yochel Likros V'Mashliach Tzibur. V'Yemkein Ho'yiloi L'Hagi Gam Kan, why didn't the Ramah make a comment here? V'L'Didon Afilu Meina Kori V'Mashliach Tzibur Shaper Domi. He should have interjected his Shita here. No, the Efshet Asomach Adla'el. The Ramah didn't have to interject every time the Mechaber mentions that did. The Yosef Nira Lomar, the Bir Halacha says, the Leisoma Choramah, Divrei Maril, Ela Le'inyan Suma V'Amoretz, to give them an Aliyah so that they shouldn't be insulted or embarrassed. Lo Yikroam Lo'oilom, Ika Kisufa Tuva, it's very embarrassing, it's not nice. V'Gamosi L'Nsuya, it'll cause Machoikas. Abu Benidin Nidom, but certainly the Ramos Moda, that someone who can, definitely should. M'chuyiv Lomar, Imashliach Tzibur. You should not give him an aliyah. And he sticks to that you shouldn't give him an aliyah. Asuma and this, so, you know, what can you do? Okay, Ivra that Ivra, it's true. That Tazavi Smuch and the Divri Maral, Mehodi Rushalmi, the Pozak Lagabi Megillah, Dechab Torvech, and the Varech, the Shamea Koina, that you use the svar of Shamea Koina. That's the question. Why in the world isn't there a din of Shamea Koina by Kriyas HaTorah? He says, V'aniyas daiti poshut ta'adinim arishayinim shechmiru b'zeh. V'enidoyim akpal dina di Yerushalmi d'mayir l'nyi Megillah v'Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, the shiny hasn't been Megillah, the minat din kolat tzibut tzvichan likos. Every individual is supposed to read. Everybody's supposed to make a bracha and read the Megillah. Mashen came hocha. They not see the Rashon Mavarech because of Torah Shmi also. Right? Elakari who am Mavarech. V'imken k'shein akari b'yatzmo yeinu ela k'shor anshi atzibu. He's like everyone in the shul. How can he make a bracha over the Torah if he's just listening? That's what everybody in the shul is doing, just listening. V'imken eich rashoni l'varech agabi shoyim l'tikir rambon a bracha b'kriyas ha-Torah. Okay, ubedoichik leichli yashev lahataz v'ashliach tzibu reina mechavin lahoytzi rakoyle shekora b'shvila. He's only mechavin, the kama shouldn't be here if you have a kama. He's only mechavin to be moitzi the oyle. And שאין מכוון לשליח ציבור לא הציון because they מחיתסי לא חי שייך ברכה לגבי דיים לא ידעים לדעות that's the terrace on the Maril but הראש לא ניחלה בזה אז הוא לשיטה עושה את התכון הרק בשביל הציבור כמו שקוזו בהדיה okay וחיים בחיי אדם so there's a shayla on the beer halacha on this kula of the suma and the amoretz whether it lechatchila applies to a person, a regular person, or it's only mamas hashas hatzchak, not to cause fights and not to cause embarrassment. But avada, you should. The difference is if you know a guy is not holding by reading, or he's not going to do it, or he doesn't know the din, so should you give him an aliyah? So that's a shalom to be our halacha. He be halacha really is know that
he could
read it. He doesn't know to do it. So according to the Be'er Lochah's note, to say, don't give him the aliyah. Don't give him an aliyah. We're only makel by Suman Amoritz. And the Maril is makel that B'di Yevet you don't have to read. Because we're saying the Chan Shemayach Ta'ayneh even by reading the Torah.